local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, 30 years since the massacre at Tiananmen Square. I'll get you live audio. It was recorded back in 89, coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Looking good off of Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt and 65 with accident-free conditions again. If you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore, that ride from Fairhope and Daphne, you've got local radar, so watch your speed. But the Bayway, the Causeway, and traveling downtown towards the tunnels looks good. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway having their grand opening this Saturday, June 8th. Experience the premier showcase for sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, and archery for the whole family. Get details by calling 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Tuesday style on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams talking about the heat that was, the heat that is, and the heat that will come to a somewhat end by the end of the week as we get moisture in here. Will it be of tropical nature? We'll talk to him more about that at around 7:35. All right, mentioning 30 years ago, the massacre at Tiananmen Square. Hey, here's audio from CBS News that evening. This is as reported to the United States on what had happened earlier in Beijing.
It was noontime today in the center of Beijing when a man walked to the middle of the Avenue of Eternal Peace, which, as it happened, was already occupied. He walked to the middle and stood there. The man was alone. The tank was not. It wasn't just a single tank he stopped. There were 18 tanks and armored carriers in this convoy. And while he talked to the crew and ignored the gunfire, he stopped all of them. One man alone, of course, can't stop an army. Except for a moment, that's exactly what happened here. For 3 minutes in the middle of the day, an army was stopped by a man who stood still. A man who'd made up his mind, it seems, though why, we just don't know. But when bystanders rushed in to save this stubborn soul, it wasn't easily done. He was pushed away at last, faceless in the crowd. Safe, we think, but in a city verging on calamity. What moves a man to just stand still? Is it courage or outrage or madness? We can't tell what was on his mind, and we can't forget what he did. Richard Roth, CBS News, Beijing.
Wow, estimated death toll vary from several hundred to over 2,600 people in that, with additional thousands wounded in this uprising, pro-democracy uprising that happened 30 years ago in China. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Also on the way, look into a couple stories here, international and national stories. Number one, nationally, the disaster relief bill passes finally. And this, there's a lot of nuance to this. We're going to get into some of that in the 8 o'clock hour and then coming up on the midday show and possibly tomorrow with Jeff Poor, because the disaster relief bill would benefit the state of Alabama. But it was held up in the Senate for a while by none other than Senator Richard Shelby. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the House, and the House adjourned. Remember, the House took that 1 week vacation and then came back. Now, you know, with all the rhetoric that's going on about this, and we'll run the story here in a second, but all the rhetoric going on about this disaster relief bill not being passed quickly, don't you think all members of the House, I don't care what party you're in, all members of the House that didn't just say, hey, we're going to stay for an extra day and get this vote done before we go on our 1 week hiatus here, don't you think they have some culpability? because they weren't there to even take the vote. They left knowing that that could come to them within a day or so out of the Senate, and they left. Here's Linda Kenyon with more.
The measure includes funding for communities hard hit by various natural disasters across the country. Disasters like hurricanes, wildfires, and floods. The House tried three times to pass the bill by unanimous consent over the last week, but the vote was blocked each time by a different conservative Republican. Texas Republican Chip Roy was one of them.
I objected, along with my colleagues, Mr. Massey and Mr. Rose, to that process. Because as I said throughout the past week, members should cast an up or down vote on major legislation that spends significant amount of taxpayer money.
Democrat Nita Lowey called Roy's objection political grandstanding.
We are rejecting the political stunts and grandstanding that have made it difficult to deliver much needed disaster relief to families and communities across America.
Texas Republican Kay Granger agreed, even though that put her in stark disagreement with fellow Texan Chip Roy.
I've seen how critical these funds have been for the state of Texas and the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. The communities affected by storms in 2018 and 2019 have been waiting for these critical resources for months now.
Representative Lowey said the people of Puerto Rico have been waiting even longer.
Some in our government refuse to assist our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico who are still recovering from a 2017 hurricane.
Representative Roy said he wanted everyone to be on record when they voted.
The American people send their representatives to Washington to represent them. They deserve to see how we vote.
And even though Roy and the other two GOP representatives who blocked the bill got the roll call vote they wanted, Roy said he still wasn't entirely satisfied.
I'm still troubled we're poised to spend $19 billion that is not paid for when we're racking up approximately $100 million an hour in national debt.
And Roy wondered when Congress would address that issue.
At some point, before it is too late, Congress will get serious about restraining out-of-control spending.
The House vote was 354 to 58. The 58 who voted against it were conservative Republicans. Some even took some heat from their fellow Republicans for opposing the bill. Since the Senate passed the bill by an 85-8 vote just before Memorial Day, it now goes to President Trump, who has indicated he will sign it. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Well, this is a big deal for states like Florida recovering from Michael. Also, for the state of Alabama, the number of farmers that lost crops with Hurricane Michael, which now, by the way, if y'all didn't check out the news, Category 5. They went back and from a 4 called it a 5, a monster storm that has long since, I think, been forgotten by many around this country. We'll talk more tropical weather coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just about 20 minutes. Hey, summertime is right around the corner officially. Of course, it's already pushing 100 degrees around here, so it's summertime along the Gulf Coast. And if you're looking for extra ways to save some money this summer, have a little cash to go on a family trip, why not start with paying less interest on your credit card balances? Right now, you can refinance a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR, and there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And y'all can get a extra discount, special interest rate discount on top of these great rates. The only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 7:15, we're coming right back. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Jam the torpedoes in full speed ahead to Father's Day. And what rhymes with Father's Day? Fishing, family, and fun. The 17th annual Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo is Saturday, June 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. FM Talk 106.5 supports us. You can too. Go to MSSRodeo.com now. With 16 different inshore and offshore categories, there are prizes for all. Cash jackpots for red snapper and speckled trout. Don't fish. We got you covered. We give away thousands of dollars in door prizes from Pelican coolers to our Mystic Anglers cash drawings. And one lucky person will win a personal watercraft, jet ski lift, compliments of Gary Lewis with Hurricane Marine Products. Tickets are only $25. Kids tickets, 12 and under, $10. The Stripers will proudly donate 25% of the Red Snapper and Speckled Trout jackpots, plus matching funds from the Stripers St. Jude's Children's Hospital. More details and ticket outlets to buy your tickets, visit MSSRodeo.com or find them on Facebook and Twitter at MSSRodeo.
Virtual Wallet from PNC helps make it easier to see what you're spending, stash more into savings, and stay on top of your money with a single tap. Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. From PNC, bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man charged with driving drunk and killing a man over the weekend will be in court tomorrow. This is at least the seventh time 70-year-old John King has been arrested for driving under the influence, according to jail records. Authorities believe King was driving drunk when he hit a bicyclist in Pritchard Saturday on South Wilson Avenue. The victim has been identified as Broadus Deshaun Barnes. Barnes' cousin said this.
I ain't got no mean word for him. It's unfortunate what happened, but things do happen. I just hope he learned a lesson from it.
A man who died trying to rescue a 12-year-old from drowning in Gulf Shores will be recognized today in his hometown in Kentucky. Stephen Mahler's widow will receive a Carnegie Medal today during a city commission meeting in Owensboro. Mahler was vacationing in Gulf Shores in October 2017 when he grabbed a boogie board and jumped in the rough surf trying to rescue a young boy caught in the rip current. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only, minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
St. Louis evens up the Stanley Cup Final. UCLA blows out Oklahoma in Game 1 of the Softball World Series Final. And former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Gerald McCoy is headed to a division rival. It's 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NHL, St. Louis defeated Boston 4-2 in Game 4 in St. Louis to even the Stanley Cup Final Series at two games apiece. Blue center Ryan O'Reilly scored the first goal of the game less than a minute into play and also scored the game winner midway through the third period.
Going by Petrangelo, fires, runs away.
Call from Doc Emrick on NBC. Blues goalie Jordan Binnington made 21 saves in the win, rebounding after giving up six goals and being pulled from Game 3. Last night, Bruins captain Zdeno Chara was knocked out of the game by a puck to the mouth. He stayed on the bench but never returned to the ice after he was hit by that deflected shot in the second period. With the series now tied, it becomes a best-of-three series. Game 5 is Thursday night in Boston. In the NCAA Women's College World Series, UCLA hit four home runs and crushed Oklahoma 16-3 to take the first game in the best-of-three final series. The Bruins tied the Women's College World Series single-game record for runs scored with those 16 runs. UCLA pitcher Rachel Garcia only gave up one run in five innings and also added a two-run homer. Game 2 will be played tonight at 7:30. UCLA can claim its 13th national title with a win. In college baseball, the final six regional tournaments ended yesterday, leaving us with 16 teams to compete in the Super Regionals this weekend. Six SEC teams advanced over the weekend with Auburn, LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State each winning their regionals. Now we know the matchups for the Super Regionals that begin on Friday. Auburn will head on the road to take on number 14, North Carolina. Number 1, UCLA will host Michigan. Number 8, Texas Tech will host number 9, Oklahoma State. Number 5, Arkansas will host number 12, Ole Miss. Florida State heads to Baton Rouge to face number 13, LSU. Number 2, Vanderbilt will host Duke. Number 7, Louisville will host number 10, East Carolina. And the number 6 team, Mississippi State, will host number 11, Stanford. In NFL news, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive tackle Gerald McCoy agreed to a contract with the Carolina Panthers yesterday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the 31-year-old has signed a one-year deal worth up to $10.25 million, and that includes a $4 million signing bonus. Tampa Bay released McCoy back on May 21st. As we await Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Oakland tomorrow night, some news came in yesterday about a couple of Golden State Warriors that left Sunday's Game 2 win with injuries. First, sharpshooter Klay Thompson had an MRI after injuring his hamstring in the fourth quarter of Sunday's Warriors win. Yesterday, the team confirmed that Thompson has a hamstring strain and is questionable for Game 3. The team got worse news about center Kevin Looney. ESPN.com's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that Looney will miss the remainder of the finals after he suffered a non-displaced first coastal cartilage fracture. From what I can understand, that means he tore some cartilage between his ribs.
Ow.
Yeah, it appears he's going to miss the rest of the finals. And the defending champions also still without Kevin Durant, who injured his right calf in Game 5 of the semifinals. Reports are that he could possibly return in either Game 3 or Game 4 this week in Oakland. 722 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
The USS Alabama Memorial Park and the Salvation Army invites you to celebrate National Donut Day this Friday, June 7th. The Salvation Army staff will give free coffee and donuts to visitors on the deck of the Alabama from 8 till noon. National Donut Day commemorates the Donut Lassies, female Salvation Army volunteers who provided supplies for soldiers on front lines in France during World War II, first celebrated in Chicago in 1938. 8 to noon this Friday on the USS Alabama.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a decent start from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65. Schillinger, Three Notch, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore showing up with no new wrecks into roadways. Good ride so far coming in from the Eastern Shore, across the Bayway, and downtown through the tunnels. Next Saturday night, June 15th at Mobile International Speedway, you'll see the Outlaws with the Pro Trucks, Sportsmen, Pure Stocks with Kids Bike Racing and Spectator Racing. Gates open at 5, racing at 7. See them at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill joins us shortly. Yeah, that tropical thing out in the Bay of Campeche will be heading our way at some point. Now, it doesn't sound like from our update earlier, don't run out, don't buy plylock clips and plywood or anything like that, but maybe we'll get some rain for our yards. So that's a good deal.
Very good deal. And we need that rain.
Yes. Although it was weird over the weekend. We talked about that, how it was some people got a whole bunch of rain, but it was like isolated. You drive from one neighborhood and it was soaked and the next one was, desert dry.
Yeah. I mean, in my neighborhood, we got probably 2.5 hours of rain on Saturday and another hour of heavy rain on Sunday. So my yard's good.
And then there's other places that got zero. So that chance increases for coverage over this coming weekend. Dr. Bill will break it down in detail for us coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up after 8 o'clock, of course, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Got a note from the folks that blocked the I-10 Mobile Bayway toll and stopped the toll. There's two. One's the Facebook page is block, and I think the website is stop. Once again, I've known these the people who have both of these entities. Y'all, it's just branding.
Pick one.
Stop or block. Both of them are fine. but find one and go with it.
It'll make your message easier to share.
That's right. It's just, but they have got a new shoe to drop on this. We'll talk about that coming up, and also your take on where we go from here with a situation that I tell you right now, looking at federal funding, if the idea that the federal money fairy is going to show up and fix everything for this project that is $2.4 billion, right now, the best case scenario right now, if something doesn't change, new information doesn't come in, is a $171 million info grant from the federal government. Now, that's the best case scenario, and that is questionable right now. $2.4 billion total cost, the maybe, $171 million in federal money. So you look at this, and this is, and right now they're saying $2.4 billion. Remember, it started off $800 million. Mm-hmm. Then I said this would be a billion. And I woke up one day, it was $2.4 billion.
Overnight.
What does it end up being when all is said and done? And I think it's a question that should be asked. I mean, this is, because I believe we need an alternate route. We need some relief in traffic, obviously. Can we afford it? I know that's not a fun question to ask, but can we afford it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and do you ever say, okay, we can't afford that, we have to do something else, or wait? You know, families do that. Can we do it here? I mean, we're 30 years behind where we need to be for traffic flow and these information, so yes, I could argue that we can't wait when it comes to traffic, but if we can't pay for it or we're not willing to pay for it in tolls, is it time to wait?
Well, that's one of the problems we've had in government for years now, is not budgeting like a family or a single person would budget. Now, like James Holzhauer, who has $2.5 million, he can walk into a store and buy anything without even looking at the price, probably most stores. But we need to know how much things are going to cost and whether we can afford it as a city and as a state before we jump in on something like
this. Will we service the debt? And the servicing the debt through a toll, if people are going to avoid that toll, then it's questionable there. And then, like I said, the unintended consequence is something. I know that they've looked into it some, but I'd like to know that it's been fully researched. Because let's say the toll does go up, right? And the toll, whatever the number is, if it's anything above a quarter or 50 cents, there's going to be some amount, and as it goes up, that a percentage increases, of people that will avoid the toll, okay? Some people may go around and use a connector and come down that way, but some people will get off on Texas or Virginia Street. And I'm thinking, I'm heading eastbound here, so just bear with me. I'm kind of a Mobile County perspective, heading to Baldwin County. But they'll get off at a Texas or Virginia, use the surface streets to go get on government and go through the Bankhead. You know what that's going to mean for additional wear and tear on the roads and law enforcement for accidents and traffic issues and all that. And that cost is not going to be borne by a private consortium. It's not going to be borne by the federal government. It's not going to be borne by state government. It's going to be borne by Mobile County and the city of Mobile. I don't know, you know, what they would have to say about it, but I imagine they would say, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm paraphrasing there. 729. We'll check in with Dr. Bill right after News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide whether a man accused of killing his father should be granted a bond. 29-year-old William Browning is charged with murder. A bond hearing last week was rescheduled to allow his mother, also the victim's wife, to be there. Police say Browning shot his father, Frank, with a .22 caliber rifle at his parents' home on Richmond Drive in West Mobile. Court records show Browning will also enter a plea in the case today. A 16-year-old boy is expected to be okay after being shot at a dance in Fairhope Saturday night. At least 20 gunshots were fired at the Rotary Youth Club on Young Street in Fairhope. Police arrested an 18-year-old from Pritchard and a 19-year-old from Mobile.
And then he just went to shooting in all directions.
The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office will hold a news conference this morning at 11. Authorities say they will release information about two cases they are calling significant. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing?
Oh, just looking at my hands. These hands have held the most beautiful woman I ever met, your mom. These hands have held two little girls and three little boys, all grown now. You were one of them. I guess it's time these hands put away your mom's wedding ring and all those cards and pictures she loved so much.
Yeah, Dad, I know. Come on, let's go to that safe store. You know the one. Right off I-65 in Moffitt.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. It's time.
Bilateral trade and China are on President Trump's agenda during meetings with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The two are discussing a possible trade deal to take effect once the UK leaves the EU. The pair will address the media this hour. Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard says he expects to find common ground with U.S. officials on immigration and tariff talks in Washington this week. Today is the 30th anniversary of protests at Tiananmen Square in China. Ivan Watson is there.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has chimed in on this, calling on China in a statement to help account for those people who were killed on that bloody day, and also saying, quote, China is a one-party state that tolerates no dissent and abuses human rights.
The identity of the man who blocked tanks at the protests remains a mystery. China's government has censored mention of the occasion. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The recent tax cuts may have taken some U.S. consumers one step forward financially, but Chinese tariffs and now Mexican tariffs could take them two steps back. New estimates from the Tax Foundation, a right-leaning think tank, indicate that while the Trump administration's 2017 tax cuts created about 380,000 full-time jobs, adding tariffs on Mexican products to the existing tariffs on Chinese goods could eliminate almost 610,000 jobs from the U.S. workforce. California has become the latest state to sue the pharmaceutical company behind the painkiller OxyContin. The lawsuit accuses Purdue Pharma of falsely promoting the drug as not addictive, even as it emerged as among the widely abused in the U.S. The company denied the allegations and says it will defend against the misleading attacks. Nestle is looking into plant-based burger markets through its Sweet Earth brand. The global food giant will launch its awesome burger in the fall. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 and the man of the hour, staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, let me just go ahead and vent here. So I entered the studio this morning and it was already showing 80 on the thermometer, now 83, and the sun hadn't been up that long, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, it's going to be another warm one today. You know, the last several days, starting with Saturday, we have the 95 and 96 Sunday, 97 yesterday, and it looks like we'll at least get into the mid-90s today. We could see some clouds this afternoon, and that should sort of cap the temperature there in the mid-90s, and there's a possibility of a few isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. But another hot day for the Gulf Coast, but there is some relief on the way. Temperatures won't be quite as warm in the second half of the week, but it will be more humid. As for tonight, I expect partly cloudy skies, a low in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and that should keep the high tomorrow at around 90 degrees. Now, after that, we're going to see a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, helped out by a disturbance over the western Gulf near the Mexican coast. That disturbance doesn't look like it'll become a tropical storm. There's still a chance, but if it does, it will move inland over northeastern Mexico. But it's going to set up a stream of very humid air that will flow on up into Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and over the next few days, and particularly Thursday and Friday. That will result in an increase in rainfall activity here along the Gulf Coast. So Thursday and Friday, very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, most of it in the afternoon, but we will see some activity occurring at night. High temperatures Thursday and Friday, only in the mid-80s. Then over the weekend, still a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. So we're definitely going to see a rainfall pattern for the second half of the week, and more humid, and those temperatures won't be quite as warm.
You talk about development of this. I guess, I mean, it would become Barry if it reached tropical.
It will become Barry, right. But right now it's along the coast of Mexico and in the southwestern Gulf, and that's going to probably make it difficult for it to become any kind of an intense storm. But it is setting up now, this moisture flow from the Gulf, and we've had very dry weather and, in fact, low humidity with those hot temperatures. But now we'll see the humidity really build up on the second half of the week.
All right. So you're talking about the best chance coming into starting Friday, you think, for the best soaking, or
Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And we'll still see quite a bit of rainfall activity around, especially in the afternoon hours on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, how about this? I got to ask this time of year. Elsewhere in the tropics, are you watching anything?
Yeah, really not too bad right now. There is a tropical wave north of Puerto Rico. I don't expect anything with that particular system. We'll keep watching it, but most likely it will stay out in the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, at least we can look at it this way. Some water for our lawns and a break to the heat. I'll take it. All right, we'll check back soon.
Okay.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast every day here at FM Talk 106.5 and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. You got to stick with him. This guy sees him before the rest. He's the guy that's quoted by the other meteorologists. So make that part of your to-do list all hurricane season long. 7:38, we'll be right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet residential architect Pete Vallis. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Pete Vallis loves designing homes. His business in Mobile is focused on nothing but homes. He's a passionate believer that homes not have symmetry, but balance. And he doesn't advertise. His customers keep coming back. And the only new clients he gets are referrals from previous clients. We talk architecture trends, gas lanterns, how air conditioning messed up classic home designs, his thoughts on the new roof of Notre Dame, and that windows, like people, should be taller than they are wide. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the SpringhillToyota.com traffic center, they've got a vehicle fire 45 just south of Spice Pond Road. Officers and fire department are on the scene. Beyond that, clear roads. No problems as you're traveling across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Still a good ride from I-10, Malvis, all the way to Loxley. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about a lot of inventory and an even bigger footprint for LCM. Hey, Larry.
Morning. Yes, sir. We took over the lot next door as we've been talking about, so we got plenty of room. We got over 100 yards of cars up and down Highway 90.
All right. You say cars, but you've got cars. You've got third rows. You got trucks. You got everything, man.
Got it all. Vehicles. I should say vehicles, not just cars. But yes, we got a great, but we do have a great selection of cars. We got our best selection of cars we've had in a long time, but we got a tremendous selection of trucks as always and third seaters.
All right. The fun thing to look through on like y'all's website and the Facebook page are the selection of vehicles, but the selection of financing is ever so important as well.
Absolutely. That's what we specialize in. You know, we've got a bunch of different credit unions, we've got finance companies, we've got banks, so we got all different kind of lenders, a lot of local lenders, so we can cover it just about everybody.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 and Plantation Road, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, man.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 742. If we've missed this conversation we had throughout the morning, the new survey out asking people to name the most amazing or groundbreaking moments of the past 100 years. So the top 10, end of World War II, 1945. Number two, first organ transplant, 1954. Then they put in first heart transplant, 1967. Number four here, the rise of penicillin to treat things like blood poisoning, 1942. First man on the moon, 1969. Berlin Wall begins to fall, 1989. The first person in space, of course, that'd be Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin in 61. Number eight, the vaccine for tuberculosis, that was 1927. Number nine, the first artificial heart in 1982. That was, remember, the Jarvik 7. Number 10 here, the first chemotherapy treatment in 1956. Also on their list, first television outside the top 10, but in the top 50. First TV, 1926. First programmable computer, they say 1936.
Wow.
Really? I didn't realize that. First satellite, 1957. First email, 1971. First mobile phone call, 1973, GPS in 74, the web in 89, first text message in 92. A lot of people on the text line have had their own suggestions, like air conditioning. I got to agree. Air conditioning, Doug, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning, a big deal. What about you? Last 100 years, the most significant invention or change.
Now, I know it's a branch off of that first computer from back in 1936, mm-hmm. but I'd have to go with smartphones, not even smartphones, but cell phones being available and in every single person's pocket just about. I mean, think, we're all able to contact each other now within seconds without having to find a pay phone or go through a phone book. We can just call each other now. So I'd have to go with cell phones. That's what I would say.
Okay. So what about you? Let us know on the text line at 343-0106, and we'll be right back.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man charged with driving drunk and killing a man over the weekend will be in court tomorrow. This is at least the seventh time 70-year-old John King has been arrested for driving under the influence, according to jail records. Authorities believe King was driving drunk when he hit a bicyclist in Pritchard Saturday on South Wilson Avenue. The victim has been identified as Broadus Deshaun Barnes. Barnes' cousin said this.
I ain't got no mean word for him. It's unfortunate what happened, but things do happen. I just hope he learned a lesson from it.
A man who died trying to rescue a 12-year-old from drowning in Gulf Shores will be recognized today in his hometown in Kentucky. Stephen Mahler's widow will receive a Carnegie Medal today during a city commission meeting in Owensboro. Mahler was vacationing in Gulf Shores in October 2017 when he grabbed a boogie board and jumped in the rough surf trying to rescue a young boy caught in the rip current. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, y'all say hello to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. It's been a warm winter. It's been a wet winter. And we seem to be already looking towards a summer pattern here in early spring.
It's been much warmer than it has the last few years. And so what we're seeing now is typically what we would see a few months from now.
Like, what do we need to be thinking about now in the spring that would normally be summer stuff?
It's still time to take care of the weeds that you have now. We still have time to get out in front of the summer weeds that you're going to have. But right now, we're getting out slow-release granular fertilizer, getting the grass woken wrapping up and getting it moving.
You know, you talk about that pre-emergent too, getting in front of those weeds. You've told me in the past, this is one of the keys to having a great lawn is getting rid of the weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. If you can keep the weeds from coming up and you can grow grass to fill in the bare areas, you're really choking out the rest of the weeds that might go through the pre-emergent.
Let's do this. Let's get in a summer mentality here in early spring. Give us some contact info.
You can call us at 251-626-3309 or look us up online or find us in any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
St. Louis evens up the Stanley Cup Final. UCLA blows out Oklahoma in Game 1 of the Softball World Series Final. And former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Gerald McCoy is headed to a division rival. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NHL, St. Louis defeated Boston 4-2 in Game 4 in St. Louis to even the Stanley Cup Final Series at two games apiece. Blues center Ryan O'Reilly scored the first goal of the game less than a minute into play and also scored the game winner midway through the third period.
Brought back on by Petrangelo. Fires! Shrugged away.
Call from Doc Emrick on NBC. Blues goalie Jordan Bennington made 21 saves in the win. It was a rebound after giving up six goals and being pulled from Game 3. Last night, Bruins captain Zdeno Chara was knocked out of the game by a puck to the mouth. He stayed on the bench but never returned to the ice after he was hit by that deflected shot in the second period. With the series now tied, it becomes a best-of-three series. Game 5 is Thursday night in Boston. In the NCAA Women's College World Series, UCLA hit four home runs and crushed Oklahoma 16-3 to take the first game in the best-of-three final series. The Bruins tied the Women's College World Series single-game record for runs scored. UCLA pitcher Rachel Garcia only gave up one run in five innings and also added a two-run homer. Game 2 will be played tonight at 7:30. UCLA can claim its 13th national title with a win. In college baseball, the final six regional tournaments ended yesterday, leaving us with 16 teams to compete in the Super Regionals this weekend. Six SEC teams advanced over the last weekend, with Auburn, LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State each winning their regionals. And we now know the matchups for the Super Regionals that begin on Friday. Auburn will head on the road to take on number 14, North Carolina. Michigan will play at number 1 UCLA. Number 8 Texas Tech will host number 9 Oklahoma State. Number 12 Ole Miss will play at number 5 Arkansas. Number 13 LSU will host Florida State. Number 2 Vanderbilt will host Duke. Number 10 East Carolina will play at number 7 Louisville. And number 6 Mississippi State will host number 11 Stanford. In NFL news, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive tackle Gerald McCoy agreed to a contract with the Carolina Panthers on Monday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the 31-year-old has signed a one-year deal worth up to $10.25 million. That includes a $4 million signing bonus. Tampa Bay released McCoy back on May 21st. As we await Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Oakland tomorrow night, some news came in yesterday about a couple of Golden State Warriors that left Sunday's Game 2 win with injuries. First, sharpshooter Klay Thompson had an MRI after he injured his hamstring in the fourth quarter on Sunday. Yesterday, the team confirmed that Thompson has a hamstring strain and is questionable for Game 3. The team got worse news about center Kevin Looney. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that Looney will miss the remainder of the finals after he suffered a non-displaced first costal cartilage fracture. From what I can understand, that means he tore some of the cartilage in between his ribs.
Ew.
And it does appear that Looney's likely to miss the remainder of the series. The defending champions are also still without Kevin Durant, who injured his right calf in Game 5 of the semifinals. Reports are that he could possibly return in either Game 3 or Game 4 this week in Oakland. It's 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the
the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any accidents. Fire Department still on the scene of that vehicle fire. U.S. 45 just south of Spice Pond Road. Good ride so far from Tillman's Corner at Theodore. You've got county officers working radar out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Spa. You made it through another school year. You've earned that 20% off any 50-minute service or more. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
All right, 753 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Turning up your voice at 343-0106. And a lot of texts coming in here. We're working off this poll they did for people to rank the 10 most amazing moments of the past 100 years. Mm-hmm. And so remember, 100 years, there's things that people have come up with that those were longer than 100 years ago. But within the last 100 years, we went through that list. Y'all have added some good ones and some other ones to the list. This is I like Donnie's. I'm with you, Donnie. He said mapping the human genome. Donnie, I got to tell you, I think that should be in the top 10, if not the top 20. For sure, in the top 20, it should probably be in the top 10. The things that have come from that, mm-hmm. what they can, let alone. It's not just Ancestry.com. It's not just, you know, 23andMe, the people that have marketed it. But good for them. They saw the scientific achievement and being able to trace your deep history is fascinating. But also what it can mean for health, you know, to say, hey, you have a proclivity to this or proclivity to that. You may want to watch this, want to watch that. I think that's going to really change a lot in healthcare going forward. I'm kind of like the things that I think need to be on the list are somewhat maybe lower tech than Donnie's mapping of the human genome, which I agree with. But health, I mean, do you understand, and it's not the last 100 years that water, you know, water, having safe water to drink, but things like that, mm-hmm. that are just things we take for granted, whether they be vaccines or they be, you know, things that keep us just healthier day in and day out have meant so much for the human condition that it can't be underestimated. Technology obviously dominates this list. You were talking about a smartphone, and it's true, or just cellular technology, being able to communicate from anywhere. It's a big deal. Think about how much healthier we are now that we just put our own dirty phones to our face versus a payphone.
Right.
Now, people that are my age and older, you remember this? Remember doing the... You'd come up to a payphone, and then you sometimes wipe it on your shirt to clear it off. Mm-hmm. Like that was going to do something, like that was going to disinfect it somehow. Or you would do this, you'd hold the payphone, but you'd never let it touch your mouth or mm-hmm. your ear, and you'd hold it away. There's one we, as boys down at Dolphin Island, we called to check in. We got off the water, or when we were living and working down there as boys, nobody had a cell phone. So we'd call from the payphone there, and it was kind of neat, too, because the way the payphone sat in the parking lot, we could actually pull our trucks up.
Oh, cool.
It was an original car phone. You could pull your truck up and roll down the window and put your buddy in to make the call. But, yeah, we'd always hold the phone at least an inch or two away from your face, and then what would happen is your buddy would come up behind you and smash the phone into your mouth and ear.
Oh, of course.
Because we were all very nice young men.
Yeah, phone booths were they were just ripe for pranks. You could do, I'm sure, anything to those phones and watch.
We didn't have, I mean, we had some booths around, but we had the little cubby. It's like it's on a pole,
right.
And there's a little cubby around the payphone. You know, it's like a little protection, but it wasn't a full booth.
Now, did you ever receive a call at a payphone, like so many spy and thriller movies? Did anyone ever call the phone you just happened to be standing near? Or
yeah,
we always calling
had,
out?
Or we'd have people call that, like, you. This is the old days, Dalton. We'd call and say, tell so-and-so to call me,
uh-huh.
you know, and I think we did, the number was posted, and then we'd sit there and wait for them to call and pick up the payphone with all the diseases on it.
I got another suggestion here. How do you feel about the first solo transatlantic flight that happened back in 1927? Does that
really, that's when
it was Charles Lindbergh
right.
who did that.
Yeah.
Does that reach the top 10?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think, and not to take away from Lindbergh, but I mean, to me, you go back beyond 100 years, you look at the Wright brothers and the argument that there were others doing it before. Heck, we can go to Galileo and talk about flight, but the idea of humans in the air and flying, yes, just Lindbergh's achievement is something. I mean, I can argue that the Voyager that flew around the world on one tank of fuel that was engineered right here in Mobile at Teledyne Continental. Those engines that powered the Voyager were made here. That's significant enough. It's hanging in the Smithsonian, but I don't think it makes a top 10 of the last 100 years. That's just, although my friend Superbomb says possibly breast augmentation was invented in 1961.
I vote for that.
I vote for that too. That's probably number 7 on the list now. All right. Hour number 3 on the way. Y'all stay close.